The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
To me, Gerrit Cole's 27 years old.
Under team control for two more years, which is one of the reasons why the trade makes a lot of sense, because you're probably losing Dallas Keuchel at the end of next year.
And Gerrit Cole's stats last year weren't great, but Gerrit Cole still got good stuff. If you watch Gerrit Cole can play.
Well, and I think there's something to be said for being on a better team. You pitch differently. I don't know what they wind up giving up for him, but the one thing that Morosi did point out was that they wanted to get it done by Friday because that's when arbitration's due and the Astros would want to put their own number on it.
Ian Rappaport is reporting that the Texans are expected to hire Bills VP of player personnel, Brian Gain, as their new general manager.
I like him, and from what I understand, everybody over there liked him a lot.
I mean, this is pretty predictable. Hopefully he does a good job as a GM. That's a big job, man.
Yeah, he was GM at Miami before he came here and kind of got ousted there after most people thought he did a pretty good job. I don't know how much input he had here. You know, it's Bill O'Brien's show now.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Our number 3, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At A.J. is the real, R-E-A-L. At Jon Snow with a zero. In the snow part, add Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, lots of good stuff. Talked a lot about the Astros and the Gerrit Cole thing that didn't happen. And a lot of a little gambling talk. And then finally a little alien talk, sort of. Like flight attendant talk more than anything. Welcome in our listeners on SportsMap 94.1. And let's have some fun. Beth's going to join us next segment, so we'll get to that. Do you have something you wanted to do?
Yeah.
Because I do want to address something because we talked about it in the first
You go ahead.
Segment. And because 49 asked, did SportsMap falsely publish anything about the Gerrit trade story, asking, not accusing? When I didn't falsely publish anything. I published a story based on a report that and credited Morosi and said Morosi reporting. And then as soon as people started disputing it, I changed the story and it started saying that. And then when we actually had quotes, I mean, that's the thing. I if anything, I shouldn't have trusted Morosi, but I felt like he was a pretty credible source, and he had two other sources back him up on it. So, in the end, you know, maybe we jumped the gun, but that's the world we live in, internet-wise. If I don't put a story up, the Chronicle had a story up, too. They took theirs down.
Right.
And, you know, we all do it. And I try to be responsible with these things. And in this case, I thought it was a legitimate report. I can assure you that the next time John Paul Morosi reports something is done, I'm not going to. I'm not going to trust it.
You'll wait it out.
Yeah, I'll wait until I get it from somebody who's trustworthy. So, it's nothing false about it though. The story reported what a writer for Major MLB.com and MLB Network tweeted out as news. And several other outlets followed up as well. I got suspicious when the retort started coming back, and then he never tweeted again. He went like 2 hours without saying anything when all these people are tearing down his story, and then he came back with a story he wrote that made it sound like he said it was imminent when he actually had tweeted out, no, that the deal was done. They've agreed to a deal, was his exact quote, which is when I wrote the story. And then rewrote the story once and twice, three, four, five times until we got what it was. So, you know, that's right or wrong. That's one of the things you deal with in this business.
Yep.
So, anyway, I've got, okay, let's get to yours.
I've got a couple of coaching nuggets that one of them I saw earlier and we just hadn't got to it. One of them I didn't see earlier and am a bit surprised by, and one of them I think is ridiculous. The first two both come from Seattle. I had heard earlier that Tom Cable was relieved of duty.
Yeah,
the offensive line
looks like
coach.
He's cleaning house there. Pete Carroll is.
Yeah. What I didn't hear was that offensive coordinator Daryl Bevel was also.
Yeah, that was yesterday.
Given the door. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So both those guys are gone, but this is the more shocking coaching nugget. Baylor football head coach Matt Rhule interviewed for the Indianapolis Colts head coaching vacancy.
What?
He completed his first season with the Bears this year. He spent the 2012 season as the Giants' offensive line coach. He is 29-34 in 5 seasons as a college head coach.
Colts, please. If you're a Texas fan, just root for that. Wow.
Have you ever... I mean, listen, I understand that desperate times, desperate measures and all that, and everybody's looking for the next thing in coaching. Maybe they didn't see that Baylor went 1-11 this season.
Well, and
their one win was against Kansas.
Yeah. That's...
Now, don't get me wrong. Late season Baylor was a covering machine, and I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
But let's not get out of hand.
Actually,
here.
Mid-season, they covered pretty well, and then they tailed off again late. Matt Nagy went to the Bears. We didn't get a chance to talk about that.
Yeah.
I think that's a good hire. But apparently...
You think that is a good hire?
Yeah, I think he'll do well there.
I could say...
I'd like to see more of a body of work from him, but...
It's an okay hire. It just comes at an odd time, considering what we just saw in Kansas City.
Yeah, but the other thing I would kind of throw out there is... apparently, he went there. He had a choice between the Colts and the Bears, and he chose the Bears just because he's worried about Andrew Luck, which...
You know what? If I... What would you do in that situation? Because I understand the worry about Andrew Luck, but Jacoby Brissett looks pretty decent. And if you get if things break right, you get Andrew Luck and you've got, a top-level quarterback. If they don't, you've got Jacoby Brissett. Either way, in Chicago, you're married to Mitch Trubisky. You can't feel great about that.
No, although you look at the rest of that roster... And I don't think that team's that far away.
Okay.
And maybe because I read a long, in-depth analysis of the entire Bears roster while I was in Chicago. But they really do have some talent there. And if you can turn him into something and get a game-breaking receiver there, they're not that far away. So, I don't mind that team. And plus, I wouldn't want to work for Jim Irsay.
No, that makes sense.
In any way, shape, or form. I mean, that guy is a total buffoon. So, yeah, if you gave me my choice, I would take the Bears.
We got a ball game tonight at Toyota Center.
Yeah.
The Rockets taking on the Portland Trailblazers, the suddenly respectable Portland Trailblazers.
Yeah, I think this is the one game this week where the Rockets might be in a little bit of trouble. Because the Blazers are...
Blazers are playing well. Damian Lillard will play tonight. He's missed 7 of the last 9 games, but he will play tonight. Portland's worked their way all the way up to the 5 seed in the Western Conference, which, I mean, considering where they were a month ago, that's pretty solid.
936, Baylor and Texans fan here. I'm down.
Yeah,
both you guys would be...
That's a win-win right there. I can't believe that.
Oh, by the way, did you see Norv Turner is going to be your new offensive coordinator in Carolina?
I mean... This is what I talk about when I talk about recycling names.
Yeah, that's recycling.
I just don't get it.
Would you like to hear his career? OC for the Cowboys, 91-93. Chargers, 2001. Dolphins, 2002 and 2003. Raiders, 2004, 2005. 49ers, 2006. Browns, 2013. Vikings, 2014 to 2016, left halfway through. Washington head coach, 94-2000. Chargers head coach, 2007 to 2012.
How much success?
Not much. Mixed bag. I'm pretty sure a trained donkey could have been OC for the Cowboys in 91-93.
And done all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, people don't like to try new things when it comes to coaching. They're all about, this guy's got a name people know. Which, I guess I kind of understand in college, because recruiting's such a big part of things. And if you've got a recognizable name, that goes a long way. But, man, in the NFL, you would think these guys would be a little more progressive, a little more forward-thinking and going after the next thing.
And here's what's worse. Okay, so they fired Mike Shula, who somebody called in and suggested as a head coaching candidate for the Texans.
Oh, Lord.
But and quarterbacks coach Ken Dorsey. So they already employ North Turner's brother, Ron, and North Turner's nephew, Cameron, is assistant quarterbacks coach. And his son, Scott, who's on the Michigan staff, will also join the Panthers. So they're just hiring the entire Turner family. I'm not a fan of that. I'm really not.
No.
So, okay. And Turner went weird in Minnesota, too. And that guy's old. 65.
Yeah.
And he's an old-looking 65. He looks like he's in his 70s. That guy's got some mileage on him.
What kind of job you think Darrell Bevell's going to end up with?
I don't know. I mean, that's another guy whose star fell pretty far. He was a guy that people talked about as a head coaching candidate.
And who do you think the Seahawks are going to go after for an OC?
Well, and they're also talking about chasing off their defensive coordinator.
Well, they might, but the defensive coordinator is still Pete Carroll, and we've seen a couple of these guys come and go, and most of them end up getting head coaching jobs out of that position, and Gus Bradley didn't succeed. Dan Quinn has. For the most part, it's still Pete Carroll's defense that's out there.
It's kind of like it was with – it didn't matter to me who was defensive coordinator at LSU when Les Miles was there. They were always going to be good. And I think that's the same thing there. But, yeah, it's very, very weird. I think
the name I heard was Chudzinski.
He's not a bad hire.
As soon as the new Colts – coach comes in, he's probably out of a job, and that wouldn't be the worst thing. See what he can do with Russell Wilson. But who knows?
And it looks like Matt Patricia is going to be the Giants coach.
Okay,
that seems to be flying around pretty strong. So,
but I thought that was going to be Bill Belichick's job.
Apparently, Bill Belichick's not going anywhere.
Oh, weird! Weird how rumors get started.
Yeah, there's a lot of friction there, man. Hey, we'll do this after Beth, but did you see the awards that we voted on? The Harris County Houston Sports Authority Awards have their finalists?
I did not see that.
All right, well, we'll do that. We'll have Beth next, and then after that, we'll go through the finalists for Athlete of the Year, College Athlete of the Year, Coach of the Year, Event of the Year, and Moment of the Year.
And if you guys want to go to that, just let me know.
Just let you know, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I can fill out credentials.
I was a voter. I better be invited.
Oh, were you a voter?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, we both were.
Yeah.
So,
I'm not going to go.
Well, and it's like, but I think it's...
It's probably during, right after our show or something.
Yeah, that's the only thing I would go, but it's... I'm not going to skip part of the show for it.
You would go?
Well, maybe.
What are you going to do, get dressed up and go to some red carpet event?
Yeah, I'm kind of, you know...
Not me.
I'm kind of a big noise around here. I need to do these things.
I need
to be out in the public. But yeah, I think it's going to be too close to the show. All right, guys, I got to tell you though, another place that I love to go to, Lions Poker Palace.
Oh yes.
If you're not involved right now, this is what they're doing. If you're playing the Hold'em tournaments, then you're getting points to get an opportunity to play in the World Series of Poker. So basically, between now and June, if you're playing, you get points. The top 30 point getters are going to go play in a free roll. 10 of them get to fly a private jet. And are sponsored.
They don't get to fly. They get to fly on.
They get to fly on the private jet. But okay. They're sponsored to play in the main event with a $10,000 buy-in. And, I mean, that's just incredible. And the other 20 are going to get $1,000 each. So if you want to go get a point tonight, go play at the tournament. It's $80 plus $20 seat fee, $3,000 guaranteed to first place. So you're playing for a chance to go to Vegas, and you got $3,000 guaranteed. And this place is such a palace. The name is perfect for it.
Yeah, they used to have 10 tables. Did you tell me they've upped it?
Yes, they've upped it to 13 now.
13 tables. They've got a ton of TVs. Whatever you want to watch, they'll put it on for you. I think they got 18 TVs now. Follow them on Facebook for all the tournaments and events details. It's Lions Poker Palace. I recommend, though, that you go by and see it for yourself, because I could tell you, and Fred can tell you about how great it looks, but until you go in this place, we're not going to do it justice. 6134 Richmond Avenue. You mentioned that you heard about him here on our show. You'll get the first 2 hours of play for free. That's Lions Poker Palace, 6134 Richmond Avenue.
To call in HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty. An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Mike Golic and Trey Wingo.
Ninth-ranked Sooners beat number 8 Texas Tech 75-65 behind who else? Trey Young's game-high 27 points and 9 assists. Young has scored at least 25 points in 13 straight games.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. Last night wasn't one of his better shooting nights.
No.
In fact, his worst shooting night of the season, he was 7-23, just 30%. But Oklahoma did move to 3-1 against top 10 teams. His first half was bad, just 5 points, 1-12 shooting, 0-10 on contested shots. Second half, he put up 22 with 6 of 11 in that second half. So had a better second half. Looked like, because Texas Tech has a very good defense. So that was, you're wondering, was he going to be able to equal his totals? And certainly his second half helped him do that. More importantly, they get the win.
Hear more from Golic and Wingo tomorrow morning on ESPN Radio.
Darling Way presents Here's Your Masters of Love. Fred the Falcon and AJ with Beth Liebling.
And we're back. What's going on, Beth?
Hey, guys. I'm so excited. Oh, sorry, as I hold a vibrator up to the microphone. Sorry about that. Let me turn it off.
No, that's not the one that looked like the microphone.
It is the one that looked like the microphone.
It's just wearing a hat.
Right? It's wearing a lobster shell.
Okay.
So I just got back from the Adult Novelties Manufacturing Expo.
You don't know how to turn it off, do you?
In California. No, I'm just too impatient. So you hold it down. Generally, you hold buttons down for like 2 or 3 seconds to turn them on and off. I just like get impatient and start pulling in.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's my thing. So, so I brought back just a bunch of really cool and exciting new props because I knew that y'all would want to see them. And it's so amazing. I saw thousands and thousands. I don't know. My head's spinning. I just told John, like, I'm so tired. And believe it or not, I actually want to, like, not think about sex for a little bit. And that takes a lot for me to get to that point. So,
but
yeah.
Then you're crazy. Coming on our show to talk about sex. So.
I know. Well, so after this. Well, no, then I'll still think about it. But this is fun. But that's why. So you saw I'm wearing, like, these little purple.
Yeah, I was wondering what that. It looks like Mickey Mouse ears. Kind of.
Well, sort of like bunny. No, not bunny ears. What? I don't know. Bear ears. I don't know what kind of ears.
Wolverine ears?
Okay. I don't know. I guess
badger.
Whatever.
Badger. You look like a badger.
Oh, a badger?
No, I don't know. I'm just... They're ears. I don't know. They kind of look like mouse ears.
Well, they're cute little round ears. I posted a picture on Facebook, I think.
Okay.
Sorry, I pulled out my microphone. This is Beth on Hyper.
I see.
Yeah, sorry. But anyway, so... But I put these on because I'm really tired and I was getting dressed. I basically went straight from the airport, ran home, was getting dressed to come here. And I'm so tired and I wanted just to like throw on a sweatshirt or something yucky. And I was like, no, I needed to feel kind of playful and stuff to come hang out with y'all and be lively. And so I put on purple bunny ears or whatever they are, purple ears. And it makes me feel silly and playful and kind of cute. I don't know. And then I've got a little purple fur tickler too.
Fred, you know what? How this is a bunny tail.
That's not meant for insertion. That's meant for tickle
oh,
all over.
Oh, I thought that was a bunny tail.
No, a super little teaser all over your body. Doesn't it feel good on your head, AJ?
It does feel good on my head.
Yes.
It's not just, on my face so much. Yeah. No, I don't like that.
I like that. So you can just, so you just feel cute and funny. And so I put it on and immediately I perked up and I felt like playful.
I don't remember what movie that reminds me of, but where the guy goes up to the girl and he says, tickle your ass with a feather. And she says, what? And he goes, I said, particularly nasty weather we're having.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I don't remember what the movie was.
That's a great line.
Sorry.
No, I like that. I was hoping she said, yes, please. Be like, oh, yeah.
He should have found you.
Yeah. That's right. But I guess this just kind of, most of us are just tired and stuff, and it's hard to get in the mood for sexy thoughts and stuff. But it's really funny that just putting something a little bit on makes me walk. Like, I walked in and I smiled at several people just walking out the door. Like, it just gives me a little bit of energy.
That was the first thing I noticed is you had ears on.
You did, as soon as I walked in the door, right? Because it's just different. So, okay. So, y'all want to know what kind of cool props and stuff I brought here?
Tell me all about them.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I get so excited.
The pink microphone.
So, this is a pink, it's a wand from one of my favorite companies. It's Nalone, and they do FemFun. Nalone, it's You're Not Alone, which is really cute. But I love the bright pink Well, it's silicone.
Oh.
Yeah. But it's cool. But it's super soft. It's a beautiful little wand. And it has all of these little attachments that go on the head. And the one I've got on right now is like lobster claw. And I don't know why, but it just, it's so cute. And it's powerful, right? Feel it.
Yeah. Fred, remember Jim Lampley's ex-wife had the lobster claw hands.
Yeah. Yeah.
He could have used that without in real life.
Oh, yeah.
No attachment.
Well, there you go. Just different shapes. So it can be insertable because you put it on and the vibrations go all the way through. And then this little bottom part of the lobster claw has some little nice little bumps that give some different textures. Now, if you picture...
This thing seems very powerful to me.
It is very powerful.
How much... I mean...
Well, so it's got probably...
It seems like overwhelming if I had a vagina. If I had a clitoris, this would overwhelm my clitoris, Fred.
Yeah, I think it would.
So there is something
to
be said, right?
Oh, well, I can hear it all the way over here. God, that's like a dump truck.
It's like a chainsaw. Like, I mean,
it is not a chainsaw. It's just a lot of power. I mean, I feel it in my tummy just holding up. But so here's the deal. This one has like 7 vibrations. Most vibrators these days have several different vibrations and patterns. You don't necessarily need the strongest ones and stuff. And you also don't necessarily just take the prop and put it right against the clitoris, right? That would be, I say, that's like grinding the gears on a muscle car. So vibrators these days are like muscle cars. So you have to learn to use them. But
I want like a Prius vibrator.
AJ, well, then turn it down to the low.
Oh, okay.
And you can do that. Oh, that's kind of a fun little vibration.
Is that like a Kia?
Yeah, I don't know. But this
is like mid-grade. This is like a Nissan right here.
Okay, but so Nalone makes these. They're just great. It feels so soft. I love it. It's silky smooth. They've got an amazing warranty, too, so I love them. And frankly, I'm looking at a guy sitting here, and I'm thinking, right, what about putting your testicles?
No, I don't want that.
Right between them? Well, I have a feeling some guys would like, or putting
I don't think so.
On different areas down there.
That doesn't feel good. Like on your balls? No.
Oh, yes, that's a lot of men like that.
Mm-mm.
Maybe not that strong, but at a lower speed.
And I'll never put my balls in a lobster claw.
Yeah, now you're talking
never
like moped
say never,
speed.
Honey. Never say never. Here, you want to feel, Fred?
No,
sorry,
you.
You're just further away.
I'm okay.
But no, it's got all sorts of. So you can use this all over the body. And again, just like the furry ears kind of get me, you know, hyped up or thinking about different things. Starting this even on a back or neck or head or ear or anywhere, breast, etc., just helps your
toe.
Oh, yeah. Toes can be very, very sensitive and stuff. The back of the knees, inside the elbows. So I'm telling you guys, you have to deal with head, heart, and hot pocket for women. And sometimes getting her body going before her mind catches up is really not a bad way to go. So just think about that. There's all sorts of fun. But and then there's just these little bunny ears. And then there's this little insertable, like a rabbit kind of,
right.
You know, where one's insertable and one's external stimulation, right? Which is awesome. So with one prop, you get 3 different uses all over, tons of fun, swap them out, blindfold somebody, and they never know what's coming or where you're touching them. And
was that your
awesome.
Favorite thing you found at the, what is it, in a convention?
It's a convention. No, I found several different
things. How many people are at this convention?
That's a good question. I don't know, but it's like 3 full rooms of displays and everything like that. Manufacturers from America and Canada. They're all showing their coolest and newest and latest and greatest items. It was phenomenal. I have no idea how many people. I don't know. A lot. And what's really interesting is that before I started, I thought that when you go to these conferences and stuff that you'd meet like this kind of weird segment of society or something. The fact is, I've met so many amazing people. This little prop that I've got right here is called, it's the Fin, and it's by this company, Dame. And it's women-owned, women-invented props that are very specifically targeted to help
women-invented.
I know, right? It's awesome.
How could their feeble brains come up with something like this?
I know.
Stop it, Weinstein.
And, yeah. But it's amazing how many women are now getting into this because we want something that really feels good, looks good, and satisfies, and a different aesthetic than what... You know, if you just saw vibrators 10 years ago, they're all different. But look, this one goes on your fingers, and there's a little band that will hold it attached, and then your fingers slide in. And so you can actually insert your fingers with this for G-spot and put this little vibe on her G-spot to help stimulate. But it's a very internal kind of thing. Or you could use it externally. Yeah, you can do all sorts of things, right?
All right.
Super smooth. Again, the quality of the silicone's amazing. Brad, do you want to try it?
No, I'm okay.
No? Okay. And, yeah, I love that. I'm dying to try that. And then this one, this Trist, has won different awards, and it was cool. I was in there showing it to John, and he's like, what is this? So I was like, I don't know. So we had to pull out.
It looks very alien.
It looks alien. I'm telling you, this is sole multi-purpose. This is Trist by my friends at Doc Johnson.
Fred, put this in your butt.
No. Which, by the way, Doc Johnson, it's another family-run company. And what I really love, too, about this, so this company's been around for 30, 40 years. I don't know. The owner of the company, Mr. Braverman, sat down with me and talked to me about getting into this industry and all the things. And he gave me all sorts of advice. And he was just so wonderful. And it's just amazing that they're welcoming to new people. They're open about things. They're honest. They all know each other. They've been friends and stuff for 30, 40 something years. And it really is this great family. And it's fun. And he works with his kids.
It looks like a wishbone out of a turkey.
Okay. Yeah. So, look, you can do this. You can do this externally. You can do this internally. You can do this in press.
It comes with directions.
It comes with all sorts of directions. And
you can put it on your dong.
And you can do that. You can use it while penetrating. Yes. Yes, right?
Fred, put this on your nipple. It's a weird nipple clamp.
It's like a wishbone little shape kind of thing. Right?
Yeah.
And it's, but feel how nice, like.
I like that better than that power tool you had out here earlier.
Well, I put the power tool. So here's the other thing. As men get older, they have trouble getting more erect. Women need more stimulation on our clitoris often.
The problem is, if Jong used this, because Jong has a really small penis, this is how you would look, Jong. This would never work for you.
That is so not true.
It would be and it would be able to spin it around.
There. No, because it goes around. You put the sack in there.
Oh, uh-huh. That's never going to work for you, Jong.
It's going to work. It would work for anybody. Don't even listen to these silly guys. But yeah, all these different things. And you could put it into. Anyway, I think it's really awesome. So, and I am so grateful. I appreciate the companies giving these to me to try and to think about and stuff. Because, until I try them, until I have clients and stuff that like them and everything, I won't just recommend stuff, and I'm very hands-on. I don't know. Now I can't. Shush up.
It always sounds naughty every time. It doesn't matter what she says.
Okay, but then look. Also, latex. And Texas, there's going to be this huge latex party.
I thought you were telling me to look at the blonde. I was all excited.
Okay, well, you can look at the blonde, but she's wearing a latex thing and stuff. And this is a dress. Yeah. Have you ever tried? Like, I had a guy on Love and Laughter with Beth, and we talked about latex fetish and stuff. There is something so amazing about wearing latex. And this is this huge dress. It needs to be, lubed up because it needs to be shiny.
I bet. Yeah.
But it's so cool. And once you put it on, when you're wearing it and somebody touches you from on top of the latex, it's a whole different sensation. And it's really sensuous.
I would feel like a tire.
Yeah, there is that. You're kind of squished.
You would look like
stuff,
a Michelin.
Yeah, I would look like the tire on, say, a bulldozer.
This does look like a busted inner tube.
Yeah,
like if you ever float the river.
Yeah, yeah.
And this happens, it's bad. Like that's the worst.
Yeah.
So you have
but
a
somehow putting it on here.
I couldn't wear that.
Just put it over your hand for a second, and then because
does
it
this
sticks.
Fit?
That's a small medium, so I doubt it would.
That wouldn't even fit.
It's like
John.
For Jong.
Yeah.
Well, it's for a small, medium woman and stuff. But it's supposed to be literally, it's supposed to be skin tight. Yes, it's a dress. And you have to put either powder or you have to put lubrication under it to slide it on.
Put it on. Let's see.
If that was a bigger one, I would have showed up wearing it.
Okay.
Yeah, I would love to. I'm dying to wear latex. I haven't tried it. And I think
I'd like to see that.
So, hey, if I can, I will. I think for Valentine's Day, I think we should do a fashion show here on Pillow Talk, by the way. So we should talk about that. Okay, and then here, this, I won't say the brand because I'm not sure, but some shave cream that apparently doesn't give rash or bumps and stuff, like for women, but also for men. So I'm giving you two guys, one for you and one for your wives.
Oh, weird.
Because I want to make sure that it's good and everything like that, and then I'll say the name of it. Because I haven't... Like, I can't try that yet. I haven't tried it yet.
I thought you weren't going to say the name because of what the name is.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't. No. I just want to make sure what it is first whether I like it or not.
I will give it a try.
I brought one for each of you.
Thank you.
Because they said even on your bald head, if you shave your head, right?
Of course.
They said that it will actually feel good, and I don't know. But if
it'll
it works,
make me
right?
orgasm?
Because I hate shaving my legs and everything, and I get bumps all the time. So if y'all like it, then I'm trying it. How's that?
Murky says that finger wrap one sounds like one I have. If so, I give that 5 stars. So,
oh, that's good.
There you go.
Well, this one, so there are all sorts of different finger ones, but this is a high-end one. But finger vibes are really nice because there's this level of intimacy where you're touching, but you're still getting that extra stimulation. And so it's, yeah, it's good. I'm so glad that you like that, Marky. That's very cool. Yeah, and at some point, I'm going to have to get some listeners to test products for me. So we'll have to have like a sign up or a lottery or something. But I need people that really will give me good feedback because, you know me, if something's not really good, I don't want to recommend it to people. I want
I'm willing to try certain things, just not like latex or lobster claws.
Okay. Well, that's fine. So you tried the shaving cream.
That's interesting.
The latex lobster. So if I wear this, that would be, if I wear latex in and then there's something vibrating, that would be interesting.
So what do you got on the show this week?
On Love and Laughter with Beth this Saturday night is the, the really super hot orgasmic guy, Dane here, he's a hedonist, he's a sensualist. We're talking about living an orgasmic life, a hedonist's perspective. Yes, it was, I was flustered that one. There's definitely some chemistry and everything. At one point, and I think it was after the show, though, he like looked in my eyes and stuff, and I just totally, I kind of shut down. Isn't that weird? Like there's some energy.
He's got the look. He's like Darren Zoolander.
The look. It was like being a brick wall, something coming into my brain and something. It was so strange and interesting. So that's this weekend, which is great. It's going to be so interesting, and he's so handsome and stuff, and we'll put the videos up on YouTube and stuff. But the next week, I'm going serious, and that's going to be a harder one. So on the 20th of January, we're going to talk about kind of the ugly side of sex, which is sex, love, and porn addiction in real life. So that's...
You hear that, Joan?
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, that one's going to be serious, but I just, again, I want people to know.
That's not fun.
It's not fun, but it's really important, and I don't think I can, I just want to make sure it's just there, because I don't want people to think I'm only one-sided. I love the beautiful side and the fun and the silly side of sex, but there is a downside, and I want people to understand that, and I want them to have some resources if they need it, because, you know, I encourage people to watch porn and stuff. I don't think that it's all bad, but it's like alcohol. Right. So to me, bars should be just as concerned with people who are alcoholics as not, because
don't look at me when you say that.
I wasn't. But you know how I feel about drunk driving and stuff. There's just a danger. So I don't want to be one of those that, we can't talk about. I want to be able to talk about all of it, because to me, that's what part of it is. And there's so many people walking around with sex, love, and porn addictions and have nobody to talk to. And it's this huge shame. And one person said, like, they can go into a bar and say, I have to drink, you know, club soda because I'm a recovering alcoholic. But it would not be okay for almost anybody to walk into a bar and say, hey, I'm a sex and love porn addict, so please don't let anybody hit on me, or don't leave me alone if somebody of the opposite sex approaches me and wants to flirt with me or something, you know? But they should be able to, because we need to be able to help them. Yeah. I mean, have you guys ever known somebody who suffered from addiction?
Yeah, but you know what? If I'm an alcoholic and I show up at the bar and I order a club soda, but then 2 hours later I decide, you know what, to hell with it, I want a whiskey. The bartender's not going to tell me no.
No, they're not. But let's say you're with Fred and you're recovered. You don't want Fred going, come on, AJ, and you can't tell him, hey, I'm really trying to be good. I'm trying to be recovered. If you want me to be able to stay and hang out with you, then please just respect and help me. And he'd be like, oh, sure. Just drink your club soda. Here, let me get you another club soda and we'll stay and hang out.
What do you mean love addiction?
But if he doesn't know. Love addiction are people who can't be without relationships. So they get really caught up in that, they have to have somebody on the line. It's not actually so much the physical necessarily of the sex, but they're constantly looking to fall in love. Then they fall in love. Then it blows up and they have to fall in love with somebody else or whatever. Yeah.
So guys like this amazing. Would be married like 3.5 times.
Yes.
Probably worse. They'd probably be married, and then they'd be regular, like, they'd stray probably a lot. Right. Oh, shush. That's not No. But it really is. And I know it's kind of silly and funny, but I'm telling you, this show is going to be, it's going to be difficult. And I've got two therapists coming on and stuff. And anyway, it's something that it's touched me personally, and it's going to be a hard one for me to do. But frankly, I'm also looking forward to just kind of getting that out there too. So
cool.
Yeah. But
and good news on the book.
And good news on the book that we will do our launch on Monday. But secret. It's actually live on Amazon. I'm so excited. I was standing with learning about one of these products at the show this week, yesterday.
You put the finger circle game on your...
I did put the finger circle game on the cover of my book. But I was standing there, and then my son texted me to tell me it was live on Amazon, even though we haven't announced it yet or not. I burst into tears. I'm standing at the show. I burst into tears in front of this woman. I know, but really...
You're such a weirdo.
I'm such a weirdo.
So you having a launch party or anything?
Well,
so
you got to get that together if you're going to find a man.
I can't. This is me together.
No, you got to
this
get
is
together.
Me together just admitting it and saying this is who I am. No, I cry can't. When I'm happy, when I'm sad, when I'm upset, when I'm tired.
That's a great feeling.
That's it.
I remember when my very first one, when it went live, I was really... I didn't cry, but I was stoked, man. It was emotional.
Right? It is. Kinda,
it's like your baby, and now it's out there for the world.
Yes, it is.
And for the world to abuse and do whatever they want with.
That's scary, and I'm going to have to get some thick skin, but I'm working on that. But really, I've decided, and the fact is I'm proud of this book. And so people will like it or not like it.
Well,
but
that's
I am.
That's what matters.
I'm proud, and I sent it to my kids today and everything. But anyway, so we'll have a launch party on January 30th, because that's when we'll have the paperback. So we'll do a big party at the shop. I'll sign books if people want. I'll probably be in tears. I'll take pictures. We're going to celebrate. I've never worked so hard.
I know you've been working on that very hard for a long time, and I know how much you put into this, so I'm very excited for you.
And for those that want to buy your book on Amazon, do you want to give the title out?
Oh, thank you, John. See, I get so emotional. It's Love and Laughter, Sexy, Meaningful, Fun for Everyone. So we're going to stick with the Love and Laughter, because the radio show, and then I've got a whole series of books that I can't wait to get started on. So Love and Laughter will be the series, and then this one's Sexy, Meaningful, Fun for Everyone. So you have to look, though, on Amazon, because they try and hide it, because it's got the word sexy in it, because, c'est la vie. So sometimes if you search for it, it'll say some hit, some titles are hidden, and you'll have to click on that, and then you'll see it. But
it's a
purple title.
You can tweet out a link, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Tweet out a link to the people.
Thank you. See, I don't know how to do any of this. I get so excited. So thank you all for helping me. And I really do. I think my editor was so nice. One day I was texting him going, thank you so much. You're so wonderful. And he texted back and he's like, I was going to text you thank you. And I was like, why? He's like, because of this book, he said, my girlfriend and I are having conversations that we needed to have, but we didn't know how, and it's helped. And I just thought, please, just let that help some people. And
That's our buddy Beth Liebling. Catch her show Saturday night. Thank you for bringing all your toys.
Thank you. Come see me at Darling Way, 3423 White Oak Drive in the Heights, because it's Valentine's Day, and oh my gosh, everybody should have some fun Valentine's Day. So come do a private consult, private shopping. Come get some of these cool new things. We'll tell you how to use them.
Then Murky says she'll give feedback whenever. Just where does she sign up? So
tell her to shoot me an email or tag me or something on whatever social media she's messaging you. Love to talk to
her. She's a Twitter person.
Twitter. I'd love to hear from you, Murky. Yeah, let me know. We'll set you up, and maybe she'll call in on the show and tell us about something. Thanks,
all right,
y'all.
It's a new year. And what's missing? The happy, as in Happy New Year. Are you happy in your job? If not, why haven't you considered an IT career yet? Is it because you weren't the best student in high school? I don't care about that. Or did you suck at math or computers? I don't care about that. It's not rocket science, guys. It's My Computer Career. See if an IT career could work for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. You get to get everything you need to start your new career. More than just a school, though, My Computer Career helps you get into the industry because they partner with hundreds of employers that hire their students. My Computer Career is nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Guys, classes are starting soon. Make new year, new career your resolution, and take the free career evaluation today at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
Place that is so black, so dirty and wrong. Came to better days, better day. call into the HRNP listener line. Dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This is Tony Giamatteo, co-founder of Into Action Recovery Centers. For 17 years, I struggled with being hopelessly addicted to opiates and alcohol. Going to treatment was the only choice I had to save my life. That is why we started Into Action Recovery. We are dedicated to helping you turn your life around, too. We pride ourselves on being affordable and accepting all major insurances. Call Into Action Recovery Centers today at 844-209-9300. That's 844-209-9300.
All right, guys, Tri-Eagle Energy, a born and raised in Texas company that cares about providing a good, low electricity rate. And they provide tools to help you decrease the amount of energy your home uses overall. They're trying to make your home more energy efficient. How great is that? Use promo code ESPN, you're going to get a discount. And if you're in the CenterPoint territory, you can get the Smart Energy 36 plan locked in at 8.9 cents for 3 years. That includes the all-new Ecobee 4 thermostat with Alexa voice service. So you can ask your Ecobee to set a timer, read you the news, adjust the temperature, and so much more, all while sitting on your rear in your recliner. How great is that? Tri-Eagle Energy will come out and install it for free. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TRIEagleEnergy.com. PUCT number 10064 for Tri-Eagle Energy.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hey, you know what matters? Soccer.
Yeah, it does.
Tonight with Glenn Davis, 7 o'clock.
Live?
Or?
No, it is a best of because Glenn is in China. Oh, no, Japan.
Japan?
You confuse Japan and China? What kind of Asian are you?
So racist of you, dude.
Yeah. Only a Korean would do that.
That's really shameful.
Okay. We're supposed to do deaths, but there's a couple things I wanted to get to real quick. First off, I love John McClain, but this tweet of his, the Texans want to get O'Brien's deal done, too, because with his extension, he can hire better coaches. I think that is I hate that. That's the biggest myth in coaching. He's done so well hiring assistants so far with his contract extension. Give me a break. He's got 6 openings after firings, 1 voluntary departure, and 1 retirement on his staff. That's one thing that coaches, yeah, they get the media to buy into that, but I hate that. And also, I promised that we would do the finalists for the awards, right?
Oh, yes.
So, would you like to hear them?
Yep.
And tell me how you would vote. Athlete of the Year, Jose Altuve, James Harden, DeAndre Hopkins, George Springer are your 4 finalists.
Give me DeAndre Hopkins, George Springer. Who are the other 2?
Harden and Altuve.
Okay.
You got to go with Altuve.
It's got to be Altuve, yeah. Best player in the league, won the
MVP,
World Series.
MVP, World Series, yeah. College Athlete of the Year, Justin Jackson, University of North Carolina. Nicole Mendez, University of Oklahoma. Ed Oliver, University of Houston.
Now, that's weird because, I mean, Justin Jackson, that was good, although I feel like he's not even a college athlete anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go Ed Oliver.
Ed Oliver for me as well. That's who I nominated. So, Coach of the Year, Wilmer Cabrera, Houston Dynamo. Mike D'Antoni, Houston Rockets. Richard Flores, Cy Falls High School. Ed Pustajovsky, Cy Fair High School. A.J. Hinch, Houston Astros.
Did one of those teams win a championship?
I don't know, but I couldn't tell you about the Cy Fair or Cy Falls.
If they did,
I know the Dynamo lost in the conference final.
But you got to win a championship to be in this conversation.
I would say A.J. Hinch.
Maybe one of those high school coaches. But I hate giving it to a baseball manager because I feel like...
Yeah, they don't have the...
I don't mean to totally undersell the importance of their job, but...
Oh, I will.
Football coaches and basketball coaches are drawing up plays. I mean, it's...
Yeah, a manager does not have the impact of a coach.
No.
But they won the World Series. Okay, event of the year, Astros Championship Parade, Super Bowl 51, or the World Series?
The World Series.
Yeah, I kind of think, though, for an event, I might go with the parade.
The Parades are so stupid. I hate parades.
I know you hate parades, but there is also a bunch of people went for that. They celebrated the World Series. How about in a year where the Super Bowl was here? It's probably third.
Yeah.
But, and here's your moment of the year. Jeff Bagwell Hall of Fame induction. Claire Jeffress homecoming queen kicker, Pearland Dawson.
What?
World Series Game 7, Bregman walk-off. World Series, or Game 5, excuse me, and World Series Game 7 championship celebration. I would vote for the World Series Game 5. That was one of the most amazing games, that walk-off that won it.
Yeah.
That was the moment of the year for me.
I might go for the homecoming thing, but then that's probably second.
That would be absolutely ridiculous. So, yeah. I thought we were supposed to have more because didn't we nominate high school player of the year, too?
I don't know. I don't know anything about that stuff.
The event is also honoring Houston's legendary 34s, Nolan Ryan, Earl Campbell, Hakeem Olajuwon, as well as Legacy Award winners J.J. Watt, Sportsmanship, Jeff Luno, Executive of the Year, and Leslie Alexander, Lifetime Achievement Award. So the Houston Sports Awards are coming up, and if you want to go, you should get tickets. It'll be pretty cool. You'll have all those guys there. It's Thursday, February 8th at the Hilton Americas. Okay. And if you want tickets, just go to HoustonSportsAwards.com.
All right.
So, yeah. It's going to be quite the event. It's like they're going to try to turn this into like the ESPYs of Houston. And I want to thank them for inviting us to participate in terms of...
How do you think that's going to work out?
I don't know, man. I think it's kind of cool that you're going to have... That you're honoring guys like Nolan Ryan and...
That is cool. But the problem is, like, I don't even care about the ESPYs.
Well, I'm not an awards guy. I like to know who won. I don't like watching them.
Right.
So it's not for me, but a lot of people love those things. So it gives Houston its own thing. All right, John, do we have time for deaths? Can I do an abbreviated?
Yeah, you got about 90 seconds.
Okay. Maurice Gibbs, Bee Gees, 2003, 53 years old, dead. Roy DeMeo, American gangster, Gambino crime family, murdered at 40, 1983. We got a bunch of porn stars, so I'm going to go to the best deaths. 2016, David Bowie.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's 2 years already.
It's been two years.
Yeah. I'm actually interested in that HBO show on him that's coming on tonight.
The last five years
of Bowie.
Yeah.
1642, Galileo. Just Galileo. Got dead at 77 in Italy.
Got dead.
1324, Marco Polo. Dead at 69. Who? All right, let's play Dead Porn Stars. 2018, Olivia Nova. 2018.
Murdered.
Cause is unknown.
It was a couple of days ago. I believe it was yesterday.
Okay. 2016, Tara Ray.
Murder.
Suicide.
Self-inflicted
murder. She
murdered
herself. Yep. I'll give you a point. 2007, Vanessa Freeman.
Murder.
Murdered by prostitute client.
Damn right.
2002, Nadia Childs.
Murder.
Overdose on acid and threw herself off a balcony.
Self-inflicted murder.
Okay.
All right. Four for four?
Close enough.
What?
All right. That's going to wrap it up. Great job, John Lee. Great job, AJ Hoffman.
What time is that Bowie thing coming on?
I think it's tonight or it's either tonight or next Monday.
I think it's tonight.
I think it's tonight, though. I think it's at 8 tonight. All right. We will see you guys tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.